Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox. In this episode, we sit down with Michael Ray. Michael's getting set for a performance at the Grand Ole Opry. We would chat about Opry memories with Michael. We would chat about his new single, Whiskey and Rain, and a great video that accompanies it, and memories of Hal Ketchum. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Michael Ray.
I guess in Michael Ray's career now, you look back on that, that's an oldie for you, isn't it? To do Think a Little Less? Now, how that works?
It's weird, yeah. Yeah, I had my first encounter of somebody telling me I was their first concert not long ago.
Oh, you're like, what?
I was like, ah. You look too old to be 12.
So how old were you when you made your Opry debut as you make your way to the stage again tomorrow night? And I was saying that you've been one of the guys who's been most recurrent during this whole quarantine craziness of the Opry's history.
Yeah, I think it's been so cool and so incredible that the Opry's been able to continue going, you know, and thank God we're in a time where we have all this technology where we're still able to connect with the Opry fans and then still bring, you know, music from the circle, even though we can't have a full audience there. You know, it's, I think it's been something that's been real healing for a lot of people and been something that all of us artists that love playing the Opry and respect the Opry, you know, it's good to just be in that atmosphere and to feel that presence. So I was it was April 24, 2015, so I was 26.
And how long had you been in town trying to make it in the music business?
I moved when I was 20 and I started coming up here when I was 16, so about 10 years.
Michael Ray,
10-year town, remember?
10-year town, yeah. I heard there's faster, there might be faster ways, they just wasn't on that roadmap.
So somebody told you that you were their first concert. What was your first concert, Michael Ray?
Garth Brooks.
Oh, good question. Oh, I'm sorry.
That is a good question. Yeah, yeah, there he is. Megan coming in with the heat.
I tried.
Mine was Garth Brooks, TD Waterhouse, Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
TD Waterhouse isn't even there anymore. You probably remember the TD Waterhouse, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. From my years in Orlando. Yeah. Michael Ray on his way to the stage, the Grand Ole Opry, and he will be in the televised portion here on Circle where you see us each morning, and you're going to share the stage with Larry Steve and Rudy Gatlin. I know you knew that stuff growing up from your daddy and your grandfather and them being in the music business, and then Maddie and Tay, who are contemporaries of yours. Have you toured together or?
We've done some festival dates together. Never toured, you know, on an actual tour, but done some festival dates. I think one of the last ones we did was Watershed. Out on in Washington State, which is a beautiful place.
I hear that is extraordinary on the Columbia River, right?
It's mind blowing. I mean, just the way that the stage is set, I'm just right over there. From the fan standpoint, you're watching the sunset. I mean, it's just over this. Being from Florida, where everything's flat, anytime you see water and then mountains, it just doesn't commute or doesn't stick in your head. So it's always mind blowing to me, but it's. Anybody ever gets the chance to go out there and go to Watershed and see that show, BOC and those guys, man, they really put great shows together, and it's just a beautiful place. So.
Well, you're right there where Lewis and Clark paddled their way to the Pacific Ocean,
right.
Not too far away. I mean, that's the
right.
That blows my mind. Well, hey, set this up for me. We want to play it before we run out of time. Whiskey and Rain. When you were last with us, you had just cut this song. And since that time, of course, you've put the video together. So people on television are going to see it. People all over the world streaming and listening to 650 AM WSM will get to hear it.
Awesome, man. I love that. We making this video, I got with my buddy Sean Hagwell, who recorded the he directed the When They Got Away music video. And so I knew that he would bring some different aspect to what we wanted to do with this music, with this, with, the sound and the whole vibe we were going with this record. And I knew that him not growing up on country music, he would bring something cool. You know what I mean? He brings something different that maybe we wouldn't think. And he really did, man. I told him to really go back and watch some of those Tracy Lawrence videos, those old 90s videos when, you know, there was just these cool concepts of those videos back then. And
You know, Tracy did the Quantum Leap thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of his videos rolled into each other, and just they had, Tell Me I Was Dreaming by Travis Tritt, all those videos back in the day, you know, all the Randy Travis videos. This, I said, man, go back and watch those and let's again see what we can do. Take some of that and move it to today. And I'll be honest with you. I get more questions about the flip phone than I do about anything else in that whole business. Everybody's like, where'd you get a flip phone at? It's like I discovered something that people ain't like impossible.
It's now an antique.
Yeah, that kid's like, I saw you for the first time in my first concert, and where do you get a phone with buttons?
Hold on to it. Gonna be worth money. Hold on.
Don't try to explain rotary dial. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michael Ray, Whiskey and Rain, to Coffee Country and Cody, WSM Radio, Circle Television.
Well, folks, it looks like the storm is going to stick around at least until the morning. But I'll be here all night to keep it coming. Pour yourself a drink and settle on in to WPCB 97.5.
Tin roof, it's been black label pouring on ice. Made a honky tonk out of this living room. Yes.
Equal parts major motion picture and hit record for Michael Ray, who's joining us on his way to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry.
That's cool. That is cool.
Thank you so much,
Michael. I think the last time you were at the Opry would have been the Friday after Thanksgiving. You and I were working together that night, and Hal Ketchum had just passed away. And boy, you and the Opry band did such a great version of Small Town Saturday Night. I imagine Hal Ketchum was right in your wheelhouse growing up, huh?
He was, man. My dad was such a big Hal Ketchum fan, and you know, I felt that was, you know, a lot of people might not know this, but whenever you turn in your songs for the Opry, you know, you turn them in a few days beforehand, so the band has time to learn them and you have time to rehearse. And so I was like, last minute, I was like, hey, can we do this? And all of them were like, absolutely. So I just felt like I just had it on my heart to do something for Hal. And I, you know, unfortunately, I never got the chance to meet Hal, but his music definitely and his art inspired me and inspired a lot of us to move to Nashville and write songs. And what a great singer and great talent and somebody that's going to be greatly missed.
Thank you for sharing your music with us and the video for the folks on Circle Television for Whiskey and Rain. It's available wherever you buy or download music. And you've got a live stream concert up on your website for March 8th. Starts at 7 o'clock. You can find out more if you go to MichaelRayMusic.com. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Michael. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.